Today is January 23rd, 2009. We are recording live at the Chocolate Factory. Today, we turn our attention to a book published first in 1923 entitled The Prophet. We believe in this book. The seeress, Almitra, is channeled and speaks of many things. A book that was a favorite of Jean Marie Ketchel's in her time in this world. And now, as she resides in another world, available to us through Jan's channeling, we thought it might be fun and meaningful to ask her to comment on the same topics of the chapters of the Prophet. And so we call this series, lovingly, The Prophetess. Jan has gone into trance and is already opened the channel to Jeannie. Hello, Jeannie.
Hello.
I know you have heard my introduction.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you, my love, to speak to us today on love.
Yes, my love. Love is the ultimate gift. Love is the ultimate reward. But even more than that, it is the ultimate giving, the ultimate granting of wishes. It encompasses not only human love, but universal love. It is the giving of energy and the receiving of energy. It is the tapping of your heart in sync with another. It is also the calling of your spirit to live your life with you. Love is not foreign or distant. It resides within all of you. It is awaiting its potential, awaiting your recognition of it in yourself and how to utilize it. It is a presence in you that also comes from outside of you. For love is greater than any one being. It is not limited. And though you may search for love, outside of you. Your greatest feat is to search for love inside of you, for yourself, because only when you love yourself will you be able to truly love another. As you seek love, turn inward. Seek love there. The love that resides in you is connected to the greater love, universal love, God love, ever-expanding love. While living your life now as a human being, it is important to seek human love in some form or another, to understand the connection of energetic love, to understand the interconnectedness of energy, but also to understand that love is energy. For you can't capture it. You can't hold it. You can't keep it to yourself. You can't take it. You can absorb some of the energy of it. You can give some of the energy of it. But ultimately, your goal is to become love, to become energetically whole, to become connected to all love. And in your own seeking of love and seeking of that connection, may you have to try many things and experience many processes. Love doesn't come the same way to each person. Love comes when you're ready for it, when you need it, when you're ready to receive it, and when you're ready to give it. It's always available. It's part of the energetic configuration of all things. All things on that earth and beyond.
Can you speak to us of romantic love, so sought after in human life?
Yes, I understand the question. That is a process that must be undertaken, must be a part of your human growth. It's a feeling. Romantic love is such a feeling. It's a feeling of walking on air, of energetically being charged. Feeling like you could do anything. And to have that feeling is truly a gift. It's a taste of something greater, though. It doesn't last in that sense. It can last for a long time. But in order to truly experience mature love, that young love must grow. It must become something greater than the being who carries it. That comes with maturity. Many people like to experience romantic love over and over again. It can be quite fulfilling. But when it leaves, it can be quite devastating as well. In the absence of it is maybe the sign that that kind of love can come and go. Whereas true love coming from you and being received by you, that does not come and go. But it must mature. It may grow from the seeds of romantic love. It's a good place for it to start. But you don't even need romantic love in order to have true love and true interconnectedness to greater love.
Speak to us about mature love, what it really is.
Mature love is what I feel for you. It goes beyond the physical self. It goes beyond even the energetic self. It is all-encompassing, while at the same time, it is endless. It is felt, and it is also utilized. It can't be contained. Some people achieve mature love quite easily, quite early in their lives. Some people struggle a long time to achieve it. Some people reincarnate in order to achieve it. but all will find it. That is the process.
And what must one do to find it?
I go back to my original statement that first one must begin to love the self. One must discover the true potential in order to be able to fully live a life of meaning. Meaning beyond attachment to what the world offers, material things, the structures and conventions of societies and attachment to things of that world that you can't take with you. But in order to achieve it, it is important to understand first your own journey. So that you can take it fully. So that you learn to allow your spirit to guide you, unencumbered by the burdens that life has placed on you. I speak so often of recapitulation of your life's journey as part of the process of learning to unburden yourself and to grow, to connect with yourself, your true potential. In order to learn to love yourself, you must process who you are, discover who you are, you, the inner you. And once you discover the inner you, then the outer you becomes so much clearer. Your place in the world becomes more defined. Your direction clearer. And once you have achieved a place of settledness within yourself, within your spirit, then will you begin to understand the truth of love, which is to give
just to give, huh?
Only in giving we discover what's available to you. In your life on earth and in your next life. Giving entails so much. It's a means of acquiescing to your journey in order to reach wholeness and fulfillment. shutting yourself as you go along the way. Once you've done your recapitulation, your burdens are lessened. You may still have issues to address as you make your way through your life. You may still have problems. You may still have things to work through. But your process is laid out before you. Your recapitulation process has been discovered and utilized and becomes a natural part of your life. And becomes a shedding, a letting go, and by shedding, you become available to give. You don't have to attach to things, to people. And you are open then to allow your feelings of love for everyone to manifest in your life in one form or another.
Okay, Jeannie, on that note, I thank you for your thoughts and comments on this amazing topic of love.
Yes, love.
I send you off now with my deepest love. Thank you.
I give you mine.
And with this, we bring to a close the first section of our series on the topics outlined in Khalil Gibran's classic work, The Prophet. And Jean Marie's reflections as well.